The Stryker Brigade combat team based out of Fort Wainwright was formally welcomed home at a ceremony in Fairbanks yesterday. The unit recently returned from a year-long deployment to Iraq. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Hundreds of soldiers stood at attention as colors or flags representing the combat team's seven battalions were unfurled, officially signaling the end of the Iraq deployment and return home to Fort Wainwright. Stryker Commander Colonel Bert Thompson recognized the milestone.
On behalf of the warriors and the families of the Arctic Wolves, it is with absolute certainty and with great pride that I report to you two words that in combination is music to every leader's ears, warms his heart, and ignites his warrior spirit, a phrase that is inclusive of nearly 2 years of preparation for and execution of combat operations in Iraq, a phrase that represents the expenditure of a great deal of blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice by our soldiers, leaders, their families. Gentlemen, I report to you, mission accomplished.
Thompson said the deployment to Diyala province north of Baghdad was a success, both in terms of directed military operations and more general humanitarian outreach.
We put out Al-Qaeda insurgents out of an area that had been infested with insurgents and violent extremists for approximately a four-year period. Multiple brigades attempted it. We planned, prepared, and executed a really doctrinal counterinsurgency operation in South Balad Ruz, where we cleared, we held, and then we built and really increased prosperity to the people that really, really needed it. And I feel most proud about that. But really, it's about what the soldiers did day in and day out.
During the ceremony, U.S. Army Alaska Major General William Troy praised the Strykers, or Arctic Wolves as they're known, for the way they carried out their mission. The Strykers trained and supported Iraqi forces as they oversaw an election and transitioned toward handling their own security. Troy said that'll pay benefits in country and here at home.
Your superb work for the Iraqi security forces gave them confidence and competence. Their success, in turn, gave the Iraqi people hope. And in the newly discovered hope of the Iraqi people lies the security for the people of the United States. So what I'm telling you is what you did was with the Iraqis, yes, but it wasn't for the Iraqis. It was for us here at home and for our security, and you did it very well.
Colonel Troy, Major Thompson, and Alaska Governor Sean Parnell, who also spoke at the event, thanked service members and their families for hardships endured during the year-long deployment. Parnell offered special words for those killed and injured.
We will remember their selflessness, their sacrifice, and courage. And to the wounded warriors and their families, you are in our prayers as you continue in your recovery.
Over 170 Stryker soldiers were injured during the deployment, and 12 in or attached to the unit were killed. The fallen members and a service dog also lost in action were individually recognized during the ceremony as photos of them were displayed on video.
Specialist Heath K. Pickard.
Some soldiers' family members attended the Fairbanks ceremony, including former Governor Sarah Palin, who has a son in the Stryker Brigade. After the ceremony, some soldiers shared stories of their tour in Iraq. Stryker Lieutenant Jacob Cook was in a vehicle that rolled into a water-filled ditch. Cook recounted how his commander, Specialist Ricardo Farrell, saved the Stryker's driver, who was trapped in the front of the vehicle.
Without saying anything, with just extreme courage, selfless service, Specialist Farrell swam through what we call, it's a very tight space in the Stryker, we call it the hell hole. And we had petroleum product, oil, everything else floating in there with the water, and he dove down there, drug him out of the seat, and saved his life. And it was the single most heroic thing I've ever seen.
Cook said Farrell was awarded a medal for his actions. Cook and the rest of the 4,000-member Stryker Brigade are headed out on 3 weeks leave today. That'll be followed by what Commander Thompson called a reset process for soldiers and brigade equipment and a multi-month training period in preparation for deployment to a yet-to-be-determined location in about a year and a half. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.